Nolte, Impeachment Debacle Proves Nancy Pelosi Is No Political Genius. By John Nolte on January 9, 2020. Sorry, fake news media, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is no master strategist or a political genius, not even close. Pelosi, who turns 80 in March and acts every day of it, only has one skill, like Jim Jones, or any other cult leader. She's very good at leading her followers off a cliff. Yeah, sure, she can keep her caucus together. Big whoop. To begin with, since first becoming Speaker of the House in 2007, over the 13 years since, she's been so bad at her job, she's been out of power more years than not. She lost the House 4 years later, in 2011, and was cast into the wilderness of the minority for 8 long years after. Sorry, fake news media, 5 years in power out of 13 is not the record of a genius. Pelosi was also the architect of the biggest political debacle since Prohibition. It was her caucus that wrote and passed Obamacare, which resulted in one of the biggest political wipeouts in history, and not just at the national level. In record numbers, Obamacare devastated Democrats at every level, including the local, and only after a decade are they finally starting to crawl back. Impeachment, though. Wow. To begin with, when it comes to impeachment, Little Miss Master Strategist failed at the only thing she's ever been good at, leading the cult. She let the tail wag her dog. Pelosi had planned to use the 116th Congress, her return to power in 2019, as a means to accomplish all kinds of things, health care, minimum wage, infrastructure. She wanted to put on a legislative show that would prove to the American people Democrats are ready to govern, that it is okay to boot President Trump in 2020. But she couldn't do it. Rather than lead the cult led her, forced Little Miss Master Strategist to run wild with impeaching Trump, which has not only sucked all the air out of the 116th Congress and the 2020 Democrat presidential field, on every conceivable level, impeachment has backfired. Let's start with the fact that after being impeached, Trump's poll numbers are in better shape now than they were before he was impeached. What's more, the impeachment itself was handled with such hammy hands, in such an ugly and partisan manner, secret basement hearings, selective leaks, etc., that the more the public saw of it, the more they learned about the actual non-case against Trump, the more the public turned against it. But it was only after the hearings became public that Little Miss Master Strategist started to look like a monkey trying to hump the rolling basketball. What I'm saying is, what kind of political genius moves ahead with impeachment without anything resembling a case? Not only is there no proof Trump did anything criminal, there's no proof he did anything wrong or unethical at all. And, I'm sorry, no number of entitled bureaucrats sporting a chest full of military ribbons can change this basic fact. If Ukraine didn't know, there can be no quid pro quo. The entire impeachment case is built on the idea Trump bribed or extorted Ukraine to dig up dirt on Burisma Joe Biden, that Trump used the withholding of U.S. aid as the incentive or a threat. But Ukraine didn't know the delivery of the aid had been paused, which proves Trump's innocence conclusively. How can you bribe or extort someone who has no idea there is no carrot or stick? The whole thing is ludicrous, a total debacle. Worse still, one of the two articles of impeachment called for Trump's removal because he exercised his due process rights by asking the courts to decide on the issue of subpoenas. Seriously, Little Miss Master Strategist wants Trump removed for the crime of asking the courts to decide on something. And other than being equally lame, I've already forgotten what the other impeachment article is about. But this was only the beginning of Little Miss Master Strategist's pratfalls. Her gobsmacking decision, her gambit in withholding the articles of impeachment from the Senate, might be the stupidest political move since John McCain quit his presidential campaign to save the economy. Her reasoning for this is a uniquely funny act of stepping on a rake. Pelosi believes that by withholding the impeachment articles, she can muscle the Senate into doing what she couldn't, make anything resembling a case against Trump. You see, Little Miss Master Strategist didn't even do the basics. You know, things like waiting for the courts to rule on her subpoenas so she would have all the testimony and facts before impeaching a sitting president. And if that's not enough of a face plant, there's this. Pelosi said she couldn't wait for the courts because it was a matter of urgent national importance to immediately remove the dangerous orange bad man from office. So here's the media's idea of a master political strategist in action. After spending months justifying her haphazard, lazy, and wildly ineffective rush to impeach based on the premise speed was a matter of grave national importance, Little Miss Master Strategist is now, LOL, stalling the entire process. And where did the idea for this stupider-than-stupid stalling gambit come from? Little Miss Master Strategist got her master strategy from, no joke, CNN, a basement-rated cable channel that is so good at strategizing. It can even strategize its own way ahead of HGTV and the Hallmark Channel in the ratings. And just how bad of a strategy is this stalling tactic? Well, while Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sits in Little Miss Master Strategist's briar patch eating chocolate pudding and watching action movies, Pelosi's own Democrats are rebelling against Little Miss Master Strategist's master strategy. And I'm not talking about semi-sane Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin. No, I'm talking about Pelosi's own senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. I'm talking about Pelosi's own committee chairs, like Representative Adam Smith. Along with a number of other left-wing Democrats, both have publicly called for Little Miss Master Strategist to end this master strategy. Oh, sure, Smith later went the full cuck and recanted. But, again, that just proves Pelosi is an effective cult leader. As far as the question of her political genius, let me answer that this way. Let's hope Pelosi leads the Democrat Party for a long, long time. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.